News via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump toured the U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin Tuesday, ignoring the governor and mayor's fears that the visit would spark more racial unrest. Kenosha has been the scene of violent protests triggered by the shooting of a black man by a police officer last week. Jacob Blake was shot 7 times in the back by a white officer trying to arrest him. Protests and counter-protests greeted President Trump as he arrived, where he visited a business area burned down during the unrest. He met with law enforcement and pushed a message of law and order. President Trump did not meet with the Blake family. The president's response to the racial unrest is becoming a key election issue, with some research suggesting it may motivate black voters to come to the polls. The Trump campaign has been making an appeal to white suburban voters concerned by the violence, particularly in swing states such as Wisconsin. Former Vice President Joe Biden is holding on to his months-long lead over President Trump in nationwide polling, with the election 9 weeks away. But surveys show the race has narrowed and is even closer in key battleground states that are likely to determine the outcome. Trump and Biden are scheduled to debate each other 3 times, once later in September and twice in October. The U.S. will not take part in the World Health Organization's global initiative to manufacture an equally distribute a vaccine for COVID-19. A White House spokesperson said the U.S. will continue to engage the international community to make sure the virus is defeated. However, the country won't be, quote, constrained by multilateral organizations influenced by the corrupt World Health Organization and China. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australia has now fallen into its